Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Buffalo Bills, they lose again last night. They were defeated by the Miami Dolphins by a score of 50-0.
Are you dyslexic? You read it wrong.
Son of a... Oh, damn it. They won.
America's team.
They're not America's team just because there's red, white, and blue in the logo.
They are America's team.
Nobody cares about Buffalo except for our current guest. It is Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom from Buffalo, New York, and our resident Bills fan who enjoyed the game last night at the Shamrock.
For the most part, it was a little nerve-wracking in the fourth quarter.
Agreed.
It was tied up.
Agreed. Yeah, but they won.
But it's a division game on a short week. It's expected that sometimes you're not going to blow every team out. And the Dolphins came in 0-2 and desperate. So I'm happy with the 10-point win.
And they looked a lot better than I expected last night, did the Dolphins.
Well,
now Tua didn't show us much.
Well, I mean, he was pretty good. He's good when he has his first read. And once it gets off script a little bit, he's not quite as good. And he tends to throw interceptions, which he did yesterday.
He did at a critical moment. Now, I will say... that I do have some concerns about our defense there in Buffalo, Scotty.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean our defense?
Yeah. Huh? I'm a Bills guy.
Since when?
Since 1997.
So you came in after the Super Bowl appearances?
Yeah, no, I had the Bills were my team on Madden Football.
Oh, that's right. It was Madden.
And my father-in-law would square off, and he's from Detroit, so he would take the Lions, which stunk then. And I had Jim Kelly, I had Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas.
Yeah, good team.
It was a fine team. Don Beebe.
Yeah, and last night, I can't believe they showed the wide right kick from the first Super Bowl. Like, why did they need to do that?
Just to remind you.
I mean, just to
remind you of
us.
It's to remind you of what that organization really is.
Okay.
That's it, just so you know.
I feel really good about this team. The defense, I think we're getting some players back. We had two starters out last night.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And two are coming in like week 6 or 7 that have been on the shelf. So I actually think they're going to be good. I think this is our best chance.
This is the year.
Yeah,
this is it. We finally arrived.
I'm not going to jinx it, though.
2025.
Well, I'm so tired of having to be happy for other people's teams.
All
right. So last night I saw your outfit. You had a big hat. What's going on with that outfit?
Oh, the hat. So I take these two like...
So I just want everybody to understand that Scott Jagow is like an insane insane sports fans that you know about. Okay, that they get like dressed up, and I can't believe you don't wear buffalo horns. Like I'm surprised you'd stop before that. But anyway, Scott is really into his football team
buffalo
and I love
horns.
It.
Well, what happened was I bring these two footballs. You know, they're like Nerf size footballs, but they're real footballs, and they're my two lucky footballs.
Your stress footballs.
Yeah.
Because you squeezed them the whole game because you're freaking out.
Yes. They're squeezing footballs.
But here's what happens, though. Occasionally, people have been taking them and mistaking them for their football or whatever, and I get a little anxious about it. I want to have my two footballs. So what they did as a prank on me is they bought me a basket of little footballs. Mm. And a huge hat, one of those just enormous baseball hats that looks like a huge 10-gallon, like...
Yeah, they look
hilarious.
Really stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, so they put a sign on the basket that says, please feel free to take and play with one of Scott's little balls, but please do not take and play with his big balls.
You don't want to. You don't want to play with a man's big balls.
No, okay.
He gets anxious when people start coming up there and wrestling with his big balls. He's
trying to squeeze those things. You don't want that.
No.
So Scott, congratulations. But I do think that if you have to squeeze a stress ball during the course of the game, we might have to have a talk.
No, I've actually been really calm.
You cannot talk to Scott when you go to the Shamrock.
Yeah.
And the Bills are playing.
Yeah.
You cannot talk to Scott. You can go up and say hello, and then you need to leave.
His gaze is fixed.
You need to go. You need to go up and you say, "Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing better."
So I want you to go. If you ever want to meet Scott Jagow, go during a Buffalo Bills game to the Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up and find him. Say hello, and then quietly leave. Do not say anything else to him.
Don't touch the man's balls.
And don't tell him you're leaving. Just leave. That's what you need to do. All right, so congrats on your football team being good. Where do you want to go next? Travis Dumack, or do you want to...
Roaming St. Louis, let me just quickly say that this week I went to this place called Hello Juice.
I know about it. Yeah.
Okay, there are two locations, one in the Grove, one in Kirkwood. And this month is September is a... is awareness of ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a specific smoothie, and I'm wearing the hat. It's a teal colored STL hat because that's their color. The organization called SLOCA.
Yep.
St. Louis Ovarian Cancer Awareness.
Yep. We've had them in studio.
Okay. So you know, nice people. Yeah. And it's one of those that is under the radar a little bit. It's hard to diagnose. The woman that I spoke with, she got it when she was 23 years old, and you know, 4 decades later, she's a survivor. So
great.
But she thankfully persisted with the doctors and said, "I know I'm only 23, but something's wrong."
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so they have linked up with some companies, and one of them is Hello Juice. Also a good story, local entrepreneurs who created it. It's all, they have bowls and smoothies and juices and waffles and all kinds of stuff. Cool place.
Great spot. Mm-hmm. You had a conversation with Stumac.
Yeah.
And he was having some trouble with Gemini, which is the artificial intelligence search engine, or I don't know if you want to call it a search engine, but it is Google's artificial intelligence that you can utilize.
Well, they just installed it permanently in Chrome yesterday. Anyways, a couple of weeks ago when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, he tried to get information, as he does a lot of times through Gemini, to confirm things, facts, analyzing a news story. And he said Gemini's really good, except in this case, Gemini would not agree that Charlie Kirk had been assassinated the day before.
What?
Yeah. Stu was talking to Gemini like a person, like, "Open your eyes, AI. Open your eyes, Gemini. I have links here from AP and Fox and everybody else." And for some reason, Gemini stuck to the thing that it was a fake news story. It didn't exist. These were fake news links. And this went on for 6 pages of a printout.
Wow. Hmm.
And Gemini was like, "I'm sorry you're frustrated, but I cannot in good conscience." Gemini said, "I am a helpful and harmless AI assistant," which I thought was an interesting turn of phrase.
Hmm.
And
did this thing use the word good conscience?
I don't think
Does Gemini have a conscience?
Well, no, obviously. I think the algorithm might have been protecting from false information by, you know, if there's a death of somebody famous, perhaps the algorithm says, let's be cautious about putting that out there. But the number of links Stu put in there, like a dozen. And the AI would not agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's really interesting about this is my experience with Gemini or with it's primarily Gemini is that the results, if you type in the same thing twice in a row, sometimes you get completely different results the second time. So I wonder what that is, because right now I'm just testing it out for myself. And I said, what happened to Charlie Kirk? I asked Gemini that. And it said Charlie Kirk was assassinated by a gunshot September 10th, 2025, while speaking at a public event at Utah Valley University. And then it goes on about the suspect and so on and so forth. So I don't know. I wonder if different, to me, my guess is different people are getting different results, and I'm not sure why that would happen.
Well, this was the day after it happened.
Okay, so it's been fixed since then?
Yeah, and I think Gemini is not designed necessarily for the time relevance, because actually he asked, it kept saying future. This is in the future. This is a future fictional event that you're telling me about.
So maybe the information hadn't caught up yet in his search.
In
Gemini's search.
But Gemini was saying it was September 10th or prior. And Stu goes, what day do you think this is? Mm-hmm. And Gemini says, it's September 11th at 6:30 a.m. And Stu's like, yes, exactly. This happened yesterday. So open your eyes, Gemini.
Wow. You know, my company does opposition research for political campaigns. And so I've been fearful for some time that AI is going to put that part of my business out of business. Hmm. And we were doing a research book on somebody 2 years ago. And so my partner, who does the research, he got on ChatGPT and asked for, give me every vote that they've ever cast on gun control, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And the information he got back when he went to verify it, a couple of the things were just wrong. Like the Chet said that she voted no, and he went back and she voted yes. Mm-hmm. And there were two of those. So you can't take everything these AI things generate as the gospel truth, because they get it wrong.
Well, speaking of books, there's a new one out that's pretty scary. It's called, the title is, And If Anyone Builds It, Everyone Dies. That is the name of the book. It's by these two AI luminaries who signed a letter a couple years ago saying, you have to be careful with what AI might potentially be in the future. Mm-hmm. And so their research says that sufficiently smart AIs will develop goals of their own that put them in conflict with human beings. And that if it comes to a conflict, an artificial superintelligence would crush humanity without a whiff. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. Now, this sounds alarmist, and maybe they have, but their opinions or their thoughts about this are, they go back like 25 years. They've been studying artificial intelligence for a long time, and they're worried that in the book, they apparently have a path to avoid this, but they're just trying to raise the flag to say, look, this thing is just steamrolling, and who knows what it's going to be in 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
I think there are some really good uses for it, potentially.
Sure.
It does concern me the people who are responsible for creating it and making it better, the improvements over the years. I don't trust them to not push it.
Yeah.
To not push what it can do in a negative sense. Because I think that the majority of them, even though they talk about how we need to have guardrails for artificial intelligence, I think they're just saying it. I think most of them, their ambition is, let's see how far we can push this. That's just how their mindsets are. So I don't trust them.
Yeah, no.
So it does make me nervous, and I hope we're able to reel it in so that we can have it as a useful tool and nothing more than that. But there, I do have concerns that the people in charge of creating, designing, improving all of these systems don't have those internal guardrails, and nobody's making them have them. We don't have government rules that say you can't. I don't know how this is going to go.
I'm there with you. I think it's scary because what you're saying is the people that are going to push this farther and farther into the future in terms of creating something that's super intelligent AI, they might lose control of it.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
Yeah, because their driving force is what more can we do with this? How much further can we take this? That's the only thing they're thinking. They're never going to get to a point where they say, okay, guys, we've figured it out. This is good.
Yeah. No, this is good. Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to have these systems are going to be running our power grids and any number
John,
of things.
John, we're going to have to figure out as a society what we do when artificial intelligence replaces jobs, because it will replace a lot of jobs that people have.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure out how are these people going to make money and live. We have to. And that's, I would think, our greatest concern. It's not the robots taking over and killing us like Skynet. It's not that. It's what happens when people are out of work. So, yeah. Scott Jagow, Roaming St. Louis, yep. Three Good Things.
Well, that's
Chat
a
with
happy
Stumac.
Thought.
Well, you started it. Actually,
did?
No, Scott
was
did.
Was it me that
it
started it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go back
well,
and watch your
we're
Bills
trying to
play.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. The Bears have this week?
Cowboys.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
They can actually win this one. They should.
Yeah, the Cowboys' defense is terrible.
Yeah, so they should run up the score, but I don't trust them to do that.
Well, they got that Micah Parsons guy. Oh.
They don't.
Wait, let's see. Do I trust AI companies to reel it in, or do I trust the Bears to score more than 30 points?
It's a tough one.
Oh, man. I think it's about the same.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Jagow.
Sunday morning, 6:30 to 9:30.
Can't wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.